Masechet Avos Perek Beis Mishnah Yud Beis. Rabbi Yossi Omer Yehi Mamon Chavercha Chaviv Alecha Kishocha. Rabbi Yossi said the money of your friend should be as dear to you as if it's your own money. Just like a person is very careful with his own money that it shouldn't be wasted for no reason, he should be just as careful with his friend's money that it shouldn't go to waste, as this is included in Bahafto L'Reyacha Kamocha. Bahatgen Atmecha Lomo Torah She'ena Yerushalach. A person has to put preparation into learning Torah, and Torah does not come by Yerusha. And without preparation, a person cannot succeed in Torah. As there are Charet Kadma L'Torah, before a person learns Torah, he first has to improve his midos. He also has to be Purish from Hanos Olam Hazeh. He has to put more emphasis on Ruchniyat, less emphasis on enjoying this world, and that way he'll succeed in Torah. As Torah does not come by Yerusha, a person should not think that since my father and grandfather are Chachamim, I also will easily become a Chacham without putting in hard work. That's not the case. A person can only become a Chacham if he puts in a lot of hard work and does the preparations that are necessary. Even if his father was a Chacham and his grandfather was Chachamim, only his own hard work will allow him to succeed in Torah. V'chol ma'asecha yiyu l'shem shamayim. All of your actions and deeds should be l'shem shamayim. Everything you do should be with the right intention. It should be l'shem shamayim. Even the mundane acts that you do every day, such as eating and drinking, should be done l'shem shamayim. You should have in mind that I'm eating and drinking in order to be strong, to be Oved Hashem. And that way, everything a person does is a mitzvah. And there's no end to the amount of mitzvah a person does every day, if everything he does is l'shem shamayim. And so too, when a person does a mitzvah such as teaching Torah, it should be done with the right intention. He should do it l'shem shamayim, not l'shem kavod or l'shem money, and that way he's doing the mitzvah b'shleimus, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it. Sechet Avos Perek Beis Mishnah Yud Gimel. Rabbi Shimon Omer Habizar B'Kriyas Shema U'B'Tefila. Rabbi Shimon says a person should be very careful with the mitzvah Kriyas Shema and the mitzvah Tefila. As the Chachamim told us exactly when Kriyas Shema and Tefila has to be said in David. Kriyas Shema has to be said before the end of the third hour of the day. And Tefillah has to be davened before the end of the fourth hour of the day. And a person should be very careful to say the Kriyas Shema to daven during those times. As Chazal says, that a person who reads Kriyas Shema at the right time, his char is greater than somebody who learns Torah. So therefore, a person should not delay. He should read Kriyas Shema at the first possible opportunity. And so too, a person should not delay his Tefillah. He should daven at the right time, as his tefillah will be more accepted l'mala if he davened at the right time. U'kisha'ata misbala, al tas tefillas chokfa el rachamim betachanunim lifnei hamakom baruch. And when you do daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you shouldn't make your tefillah into kfa, meaning to say your tefillah should not be to you as a burden, something you just want to get over with and continue on with your day. Instead, your tefillah should be rachamim betachanunim before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You should daven pleading to Hashem to fill your needs, just like an ani pleads to an usher that he should give him money. So too, that is the way your tefillah should be. You should beg HaKadosh Baruch Hu to fill your needs. And the person should approach his tefillah thinking that all of his needs are taloi biyad HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that his needs will not be met unless he davens properly, pleading to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to fill his needs. That is the way his needs will be met. And if a person has that attitude, he will daven with a lot of kavanah. Shenema, as the pasuk said, Ki rachum v'chanun hu erech apayim v'rav chesed v'nicham al hara. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is chanun v'rachum. He is very merciful. He wants to fill a person's need. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is only waiting for a person to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to beg HaKadosh Baruch Hu to fill his need. And since HaKadosh Baruch Hu is chanun v'rachum, when a person begs HaKadosh Baruch Hu to fill his needs, most certainly HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do so. Va'al tehi rasha b'fnei atzmeich. A person should not consider himself a rasha. Even if a person has done averus, he should not think, now that I have done averus, I'm a rasha and it's too late for me, as that way a person will continue to go in the path of rishas, since he has given up hope on himself. Instead, even if a person has done averus, he should not consider himself a rasha. He should go on and do tshuva, and to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, lead him on the right path, and to take away from him the yetzer hara, and that way a person will do tshuva shlema and will become a tzaddik. But a person that has given up on himself will not daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to help him change his ways, and he will stay on the derech harishas for the rest of his life.